this season on The Bachelor.
After the show, it's the after party.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Tony from the Red Beard Podcast, and thanks for tuning in for another episode of The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony. Becca's here. What's up, Becca?
Hey, of course I'm here. Who else would you be doing this podcast with?
I don't know. I could be doing it by myself or with the cat. I mean,
do you have a secret that you need to tell me about?
Yes. I am not here for the right reasons. I'm here for Red only.
And that's our cat. Just so everybody knows. Yep. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Fine. Oh, it's our, but only the cat is not hairless.
No, it's not a hairless pussy. It is actually very hairy.
Yeah.
An orange cat.
Take care
of
it.
To be precise.
So
we love Red.
Week two of this season of The Bachelor, I am going to take back everything I said about Peter in a negative way. Peter's really growing on me.
Yeah.
He's got this like adorable young boy swag, but like he's like cute, but also like swaggy because he's a pilot and he's tall.
Mm-hmm.
And I like him already better than Colton.
Well, I think he's definitely, like I said last episode, his confidence level is high because he's a pilot. And I don't think many people can say that they can do that. And I think because of that, a lot of girls are naturally drawn to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not a bad looking guy. Like, I can definitely say that. I mean, he's a good looking guy. He's got his shit together. He seems like he's a genuine person. What I actually liked about this past episode is that, yeah, Hannah showed up, but he basically was real with the girls. He's like, look, he's like, you know, we got into a conversation and I didn't realize that, you know, like there were some things that we really needed to talk about that we need to get off our chest, and I'm not in the right frame of mind to continue tonight. And like, I thought that was kind of a surprise. I thought he was going to try to like, just, you know, put his head down and just go through this like stupid date where they were going to tell sex stories, but he didn't. And he was honest with them. And I kind of respected him for that. I thought that was like actually a good move.
Do you think Hannah genuinely went back there because she feels like she missed out on Peter? Or do you think that the show had something to do with it? Do you think the producers said, hey, Hannah, we know you're down the street filming Dancing with the Stars, because that's what she was filming at the mm-hmm. time. We'd love to have you back. Like, do you think she seemed genuine?
You know, it's funny you mentioned the Dancing with the Stars thing, because I completely forgot about that and how close it is. I think they probably called her and were like, hey, you know, like, it would be cool if you came back on and actually did something. I think that's a possibility. But I think when she got there, she probably didn't realize that she still had feelings for him.
Hannah is so... She acts so young. I mean, she's 25 and she is truly a 25-year-old.
She does. The thing about her, though, is...
No offense to anybody who's 25. Yeah. I was there once and I know what that's like.
I think that she doesn't really know what she wants. I think that she's also been kind of go since Colton season.
Oof, it's been a whirlwind for her.
So it's been a lot of emotions and a lot of ups and downs and a lot of crazy like in the limelight moments, and like she won Dancing with the Stars, like that was crazy. And it's always Hannah. And I feel like now, as everything's starting to kind of slow down, she's realizing she hasn't really gotten anything out of this. Like mm-hmm. the reason why she started was to find somebody, and here she is at the end of this like little 15 minutes of fame, and she still doesn't have anybody. And I think she's realizing like, wow, like I could have had Peter, and I really screwed that up, and now look where I am. And so I think she's really like second guessing everything.
Yeah, I can see that. And they sort of just ended it with, and she's like, can I give you a hug? And
that was so awkward.
It's so funny because the hug, her legs are like wrapped around his waist, and it was more like a hump than a hug. So then Peter sort of gets away from that. And then, I mean, we got to talk about Champagne Gate.
Oh, that was the funniest thing. That was like, she took that right to the face.
But even before that, I mean, again, we have to know that this show, yes, it's a reality show, but there's only so much reality to it. Obviously, the producers planted the other champagne, and I feel like Hannah Ann didn't necessarily go for her champagne. Like, I didn't think it was on purpose is what I'm trying to say.
No, I don't think she did either. I think that I don't know if they planted it. Well, I mean, I know that I think that they obviously put her champagne there, but the other champagne I think was set up. I honestly think there might have been actually a real mix up. Because if you hear that there is champagne planted and you walk past champagne, you're not necessarily going to think that it might be set up for somebody else. You know what I mean?
You so, just think, oh, hey, there's champagne here. And here's another little tidbit. So I was listening to another podcast, The Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard.
Yeah.
And you ever listen to that?
Mm-hmm.
And so he had on January Jones. You know who she is, right?
Yeah.
She played Betty Draper on Mad Men, and she actually dated Nick Viall for a hot minute.
Cool.
Because she was like talking crap about him, and then he slid into her DMs on Instagram. They met up for a drink, but she just said all she did really was talk with The Bachelor. And he gave her some good tidbits. One tidbit was that when the girls, obviously last week, the first episode, you know, the limo entrances, it's mm-hmm. whatever. They don't come up with those. The girls do not come up with those. It's the producers that do that.
What, they give them the lines to say?
They give them the shtick. I mean, I'm sure maybe some come with ideas, but mostly the producers say, hey, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. So, I mean, some people kind of get screwed in a way. Like January Jones used the example of Alexis from Nick Viall's season. Like she had to dress up like a friggin' dolphin. You know,
that was
like,
a producer's idea?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I thought that like totally talking about like turning, like putting the curtain back.
Yeah, yeah, that's
again,
interesting.
Again, I'm sure some come with an idea, but that's what
they probably
Jones
have
said.
To run them by the producers first, and they're like, yeah, that's gonna fly, that's not, which I think is stupid, because that definitely, you already, the first thing you say is planted. Like that's not even, your first impression might not even be you.
Yeah.
You know, so how real is it?
Sorry.
That's a cop out. That's actually stupid.
Are people not going to want to listen to us anymore?
No. I think that's good though. I think that makes sense because already, I mean, it's reality TV. Like what is real? What isn't real? You know, I think, but I think Kelsey definitely is, you know, champagne girl who
so
lost it.
I love when she's like, I brought that from Des Moines. Like that's supposed to make the champagne any better because it's from Des Moines.
Yeah. I think that she's definitely a little crazy. She's super insecure. She's
so much friggin' makeup.
So insecure about her looks. I mean, any girl that's to wear that much makeup. She's not a bad looking girl.
No,
but
she's
it's just
really
like,
pretty. And then Alea's like trying to like put the makeup on. And then when she started to cry again, they're like, please don't cry. Please don't cry. Please don't cry. We don't want to have to do your friggin' makeup again.
Hannah Ann, I don't know about her. She was originally, I said that I thought she was going to be a front runner. And she probably will be.
Yeah.
But there's something about her where I'm not sure. If she's conniving, I feel like she might be. I
have you ever been on her? Have you been on her Instagram?
No, I don't give enough to. I don't give enough. I don't care enough to check that out. Thank you.
Every single picture is her. There's not a dog or a sunset. Like there, it's just her over and over and over again.
Well, that's a cue right there that it's probably all about her. So and not anybody else. I really want Natasha to go home. Don't like her. She is, like I said last episode, she is this season's Onyeka from me. I cannot stand that girl.
You know who likes her? Lauren of Ari and Lauren.
Yeah, good for her. I can't stand her. She is, I mean, yes, she's direct and she speaks her truth. And during the whole, like, hey, you know, I was talking to Hannah. She was like, well, I don't think it's fair. Whatever she said, like, she did speak up and I feel like that made sense. But it's like, dude, she's a shit stirrer. She is, man. I don't like that. I think she's disingenuous. I'm not believing it.
Disingenuous.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I don't like those words anyway.
Yeah, words.
So
Victoria F, though. What do you think about her?
I want to get to that in a second. I want to go back to Champagne Gate. So
Champagne Gate.
Do you think that Hannah Ann was bullied?
I mean, bullied? No. I don't think she was bullied. I think Kelsey got pissed at her and would not let it go. But I don't think that's bullying somebody. There's a lot more that goes into bullying somebody. I don't know if she knows what that is, but I mean.
Well, anyway, Kelsey ended up getting a rose, which we saw coming. We've watched the show now for years. We know that the person who we don't think is going to go home, or the person who we think is going to go home does not go home.
Yeah, they're the last person to be picked.
So then we move into the date where it's a runway show, and it's so funny that they decided to go with Revolve, because if anybody follows any of these girls on Instagram, they all are influencers for Revolve.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so it's funny when they met the brand manager or whoever that was, because it's like, okay, you're going to meet your future boss because you're all going to get, you know, kicked out of the show, but then you're going to end up, you know, being an Instagram influencer. And So they do the whole runway thing. So Victoria F. I know that, so she played the whole, like, I'm so nervous. Like, I can't even imagine going on that runway right now. But then, like, she gets up there and she kills it. Yeah. There's something about Victoria F. I don't buy. I think Victoria F. has a hidden agenda. I think she has a boyfriend at home. Like, she's going to be that girl this season. And if I'm wrong, I'll be wrong. That's fine.
I don't know if she has a boyfriend at home, but I feel like it's one of two things that have crossed my mind. She's playing the pity card where it's like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. And like that makes the guy being like, hey, it's okay. Like, don't worry. Yeah, like I'm totally into you. Yeah. Like, let me be there for you. Like, no worries. And then like, you know, not that he sounds like that, but I also think she might actually just be somebody who does get very anxious about being in front of people. But then when it comes time for her to do it, the pressure is on, and in that moment, she can kind of turn it on. And I honestly feel like, you know, hey, like when I did theater and stuff, it's like, yeah, there were moments before I had to go on stage where I was like super anxious, but it's like you literally have to take all that adrenaline, put it into a box, and keep it there until you get on stage, and then you just open the box up and let it go.
She opened her box all right.
Yeah, and I honestly feel like that might actually be what's going on. But I mean, the anxiousness, I feel like she might just be, she needs to get that under control. I mean, like, come on, like, get it together. Like,
so it was, I don't know. There's something about Victoria F. I know that she's a fan favorite, but I don't know. There's going to be something that we're going to find out about her. Getting back to Champagne Gate real quick. I mean, I'm just going to call it now. They're going to do a 2-on-1 with Kelsey and Hannah Ann.
Probably.
And then Kelsey's going to go home.
Can we just talk about how Kelsey took that champagne to the face?
Oh, yeah.
That was freaking hilarious. That was probably one of the funniest things I think I've seen in a while.
That wins for GIF of the month, maybe GIF of the year, and it's only January, whatever.
Oh my God. That was like a porn blooper. It was hilarious.
I've watched it several times.
Even Peter laughed like when it happened. It was just like, she's like, yeah. She's like, what did she say? She's like, oh, I'm not like a classy girl or something like that. Then she went to do it like she does it all the time, and it just like exploded right in her face.
All over her face. But you know what? Been there. Respect that she took one on national TV, and that's it.
Yeah, man. I mean, hey, good for her. I mean, she took it like a champ. That was hilarious.
So back to the runway show. Obviously, Hannah Ann won. I mean, the model winning the runway show. Okay.
Yeah.
Duh. And then she wins all those clothes. How about seeing Janice Dickinson?
Yeah, Janice Dickinson, who, in my opinion, now looks like Caitlyn Jenner. Hey, you know, you want to judge me for saying that? Go for it. But I mean, like, that's all I was thinking about when I saw her. She has had how much plastic surgery do you think she's had since her modeling days?
A lot. Even since she was on America's Next Top Model, she's just looking real hard. But it was good to see her.
But I'm going to be the one to say that because we've talked to how many people that have all texted us that they thought the same thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it to be, you know, rude or anything. I'm just like making a statement. Like, that's all I thought of. But hey, man. How old is she now? In her what, 70s, you think?
No, maybe in her 60s. I don't know. We'd have to double check that. But
oh my God. All right, so there's one thing I do want to touch upon before I forget. Madison, she's 23 years old. So Peter meets up with her and he's like, there's something about you. I really like you, blah, 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 blah. And in episode one, they had that date where she was at his parents' vow renewal ceremony. Mm-hmm. And the picture that he gave her where she was looked like it was basically her, his brother, him, her, and his parents. Mm. And for me, that is way too much, way too fast to give to somebody. You're now basically in a family portrait for your parents' vow renewal ceremony. And what kind of signals does that send to that girl? Hmm. I have a picture of me in a picture of his family. Why, she's automatically going to start thinking that, like, she's a front runner. And there hasn't been a lot of, like, things I've seen where he's... I mean, he seems like he's into her.
Yeah.
But it's nothing.
It's a pretty intimate gift to somebody you just met.
Yeah, but it's not.
That date was very intimate for somebody you just met.
I don't understand why he would choose to do that. I just don't understand that. Like, unless he really is like, oh, this girl's the one, like, right away before he even really even knows her, like, love it for a sight type deal, then, like, great. But I mean, like, that is a really weird gift to give to somebody. And I thought he kind of crossed the line, in my opinion.
I think Madison makes it to the end. I think Madison's probably in the top four, but it is a gamble to give that to somebody. Like, what a move.
What do you think she's thinking? Like, oh, why would he give me this?
At that point, she's probably like, look what I have compared to the other girl. I mean, how does it make the other girls feel?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, oh, he gave me a picture of him and his family. Like, I'm definitely, like, he loves me. Like,
what do you do with it when you break up?
That's what I was going to say. Like, what if she's not the one? Like, she has this random family portrait.
You sell it online and make some money. That's all I can think of. But no.
Before you leave the show, you have him sign it?
Yes. I'm with you, though. Anything else from the episode before we dive into the previews for next week? I mean, we got to talk about what his mom said. Please bring her back.
Oh, bring her home. I think I have this weird suspicion that Hannah somehow ends up back in this whole thing.
A lot of people are saying that. I don't buy it. I think Hannah's gone. Like, I think we're done with Hannah.
Yeah, you never know.
But I want to know why the mom got so emotional.
Well, I don't know. Like, maybe, well, I mean, hey, Madison was already met them.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm in a family portrait with her. Please bring her home.
I mean, I feel like they.
But like you said, she's 23. That's so young. So maybe she just got cold feet.
I don't know, man. There are a lot of people that, you know, definitely get married at a young age. I mean, it's not such a taboo thing anymore. I mean, people get married older now, but still, I don't know, man. There's just a lot of these girls are all starting to kind of blend together.
Yeah, but give it a couple weeks and then you just got to weed out the ones that aren't going to be there anymore.
Well, that's the thing. We're in that weird phase where it's like we got to kick out the people who aren't going to make it. Anybody else that you want to see go home?
There's really nobody that annoys me. I think that this is a beautiful group of girls. I think that they seem close, very close. I mean, the girls holding hands on the couch and things like that, and everybody like who was Team Kelsey during Champagne Gate helping her out.
What do you think about Lexi? I think Lexi's like quiet, but I think she
the redhead with the car. He didn't remember who she was. Did you notice that?
No.
He was like, oh yeah, you're the one with the car. That's right, the car. And then he's like, here's a car. Like, he definitely didn't remember her. That's, I think, another producer thing where they're like, all right, hey, Peter, you gotta film with this girl.
How do you not remember her? She's the only redhead. Come on, man.
Not every redhead is as memorable as you are.
Yeah, that's very true. What do you think about Kelly?
Kelly had a great first week, and this is what happens. There's ebbs and flows with The Bachelor. You know, you notice connections with the contestants, but then weeks go by, dates go by, you forget about them. Same with the other Victoria. Don't forget about her. She's a definite contender, the nurse.
Oh, yeah, the one who I think is a virgin.
But this week was all about the champagne and the runway show and scary Janice Dickinson. That's what it was all about.
She was scary, yeah. And Chris Harrison continues to be super awkward. Am I the only one who thinks that it's so unnecessary for him to just step in when everybody is so aware of how many roses are left and be like, hey, just so you guys know, there's one rose left. Hey, whenever you're ready. And then he just bounces and then he walks right back in and goes, you know, I can get a rose, take a moment, say goodbye. Like, dude.
I mean, what a great
how
gig.
How awkward. This guy has the best job.
Best job.
He does nothing. He does zero. And all he has to do is just say, coming up on The Bachelor, you're in for the most crazy season ever.
There's some episodes where you literally only see him a few times, and then that's it. Yeah. And then my last thought on Champagne Gate. We know that Kelsey is not going to make it. She's probably going to be gone in the next couple weeks. Yeah. She's definitely going to be on Bachelor in Paradise.
And oh my God. Well, she's a mess waiting to happen on the beach.
And for the intro, they're going to use the champagne thing.
Oh, that's a good call. Yeah, of course they are. Or she'll like pour champagne all over herself or
something.
That's
what I'm saying. And she'll be like, it was better. Yes, I'm champagne girl. I'm from Des Moines.
Oh, Des Moines. Oh my God.
Champagne, Des Moines champagne.
I can't even talk about it.
And Wells will have the champagne waiting for her at the bar.
Wells. Yeah. Oh my God. That guy's got the perfect job too.
Well, I mean, and he's going to be married to a very wealthy TV star.
Yeah, the chick from Modern Family. So, crazy. Well, hey, we will definitely be recording for, you know, The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise. But obviously this season, stay with us. Make sure that you comment, subscribe, like, tell your friends.
And really quick, it's so funny. There's a contestant named Alexa. Mm-hmm. So every time, it's so bad because I love that name. And now I feel bad for those that have that name because mm-hmm. of
Alexa.
Alexa. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, Alexa. Like every time they mention her name, like Alexa is on mm-hmm. the runway. I don't know. It's just, it's funny. Something that I noticed.
You wonder if like when people are watching this, when her name comes up, if their Alexa goes off. That would actually be really funny.
I know.
Because they do that with commercials now. They're yeah. like, hey, if you want to add something, say, hey, Siri, add. So trying to actually get the HomePod to pick that up. Yeah. Creepy. So, all right. Well, we will be back next week. And with that being said,
if you did not receive a rose, take a moment, say your goodbyes.
Bye. Bye.
The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony will be released every Tuesday night. And you can find us on Anchor, iTunes, and any of your podcast listening platforms.